Introduction. Welcome to Lesson 2.3, Data-Driven Decision-Making. This lesson is part of Module 2, Core Skills, Data Utilization in Product Development in the Data Product Management for Developers course. In this lesson, we'll explore the fundamentals of data-driven decision-making, key metrics and KPIs that inform our choices, and the tools and techniques that facilitate effective analysis. By the end of this lesson, you will be able to make informed decisions based on data analysis and metrics in product management. Main content: understanding data-driven decision-making. Data-driven decision-making is the process of making choices based on data analysis rather than intuition or observation alone. It incorporates the systematic collection and evaluation of data to guide business strategies in product development. This approach allows organizations to respond proactively to market changes and customer needs, ultimately enhancing overall performance. For instance, instead of relying solely on gut feelings about which features to develop, product managers can analyze user data, market trends, and performance metrics to determine the most effective direction for their products. This method minimizes risks and maximizes the potential for success by grounding decisions in empirical evidence. Key metrics and KPIs. Key performance indicators, KPIs, and metrics are vital for measuring the effectiveness of your product and the impact of your decisions. KPIs are quantifiable measurements that reflect the success of an organization in achieving key business objectives. They can vary by industry but often include metrics such as customer acquisition cost, customer lifetime value, churn rate, and user engagement levels. For example, in the fintech space, a common KPI might be the transaction volume processed through a platform. Analyzing this metric can reveal trends in user behavior and help product managers identify opportunities for improvement. Additionally, other metrics like Net Promoter Score, NPS, can offer insights into customer satisfaction and loyalty, guiding future product development decisions. Tools and techniques for analysis to effectively analyze data. Product managers can utilize a variety of tools and techniques. Data analytics tools like Google Analytics, Tableau, and Mixpanel can provide visual insights into user behavior, allowing you to track and measure the success of your product features. These platforms often come equipped with dashboards that simplify data interpretation, making it easier to spot trends and patterns. Another critical technique is A/B testing, where two versions of a product feature are compared to see which performs better. This method allows you to make data-backed decisions on design and functionality changes. For instance, a fintech app might test two layouts for a transaction page to determine which one leads to a higher conversion rate for new users. To complement these tools, adopting a mindset that embraces data exploration is essential. Encouraging a culture within your organization that values data and insights can lead to continuous improvement. Data storytelling, which involves communicating findings in an understandable manner, is also crucial in ensuring that all stakeholders are aligned with the decisions made. Conclusion. In this lesson, we covered the essence of data-driven decision-making, the significance of key metrics and KPIs, and the tools and techniques available for effective analysis. By embracing a data-driven approach, you can enhance your decision-making capabilities, ultimately leading to more successful product outcomes. Remember that making informed decisions based on data analysis not only minimizes risk but also fosters a deeper understanding of your customers and market dynamics. Reflection questions: how can you apply data-driven decision-making principles in your current or future projects? What key metrics or KPIs are most relevant to your role? And how can they be used to assess product performance? Reflect on a time when you made a decision based on intuition rather than data. What could you have done differently to utilize data in that situation? Word count: 1017.